thank everyone for coming this evening on February 4th, 2014. Thank you for this opportunity to gather together to study and get a clearer insight of Yahweh's word. Let's begin with a word of prayer. Oh, gracious Father, we thank thee for another day, life, breath, opportunity to move about. Thank thee for your love and kindness, your grace. We just ask that you might go before us, help us to understand your will for the days that we live in and what's planned for the future so that we might be ready. Help us, strengthen us. Help us to have a connection with you that can go beyond what we think or can imagine. You have the greatest, loftiest, exciting plan for our lives that we do not fully understand or can comprehend. So we just ask that you might bring us and develop us to the point that we might be able to allow you to do what you want to do. In your son's name, Yeshua, we pray. Amen. Okay, we're going to start off at verse number 37 in the first book of John, the Gospel of John. And the two disciples heard him speak, and they followed Yeshua. Then Yeshua turned and saw them following and saith unto them, what seek ye? He said unto him, Rabbi, which is to say, be interpreted, Master, where dwellest thou? And he said unto them, come and see. They came and saw where he dwelt and abode with him that day, for it was about the 10th hour. Okay, so we see here some of the disciples of John leaving John and now following the Messiah. And that's the way it was supposed to be. John is supposed to bring the people to the Messiah, and that's what he did. He told them in the verses above that, he said, behold, the Lamb of Elohim. And so then they followed him. So this is a perfect example of people who were seeking for truth, seeking for light, following John, who was a voice in the wilderness, where people came out from all around the towns, the villages, the mountains, and Judah and Judea, just to hear a man in the wilderness, not a man in a pulpit, not a mega church, but preaching out in the wilderness where no one usually goes. So they were serious, these disciples, and they were following him. They were following John wherever he went. So now John has told them, hey, this is the man. Behold the Lamb of Elohim. So they said, hey, Rabbi, where you at, man? Where you live? And they said, hey. He said, come and see, check me out, man. And they went and saw. Now, do you think he had a palace?
No.
Do you think he had an eight-bedroom, six-bedroom? I hope he just had a regular crib. That's it. Nothing spectacular. He tells them, hey, check it out, man, check it out. And they said, okay, let's hang out with you for the rest of the night because it's getting late. Okay, so now, who are these disciples of John who's now following the Messiah? And this is important because we talked about earlier in one of the studies that some of the disciples, some of the Sanhedrin, some of the priests was trying to stir up the disciples of John against Yeshua. And so we see here that these disciples are just, you know, they're just trying to follow truth. And so they see the Messiah and they follow him. Okay, so now the question of who are these guys? Who are the guys who are the first followers of the Messiah? One of the two which heard John speak and followed him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. he first findeth his own brother, Simon, and saith unto him, we have found the Messiah, which is being interpreted the Christ. Okay, so we see here a few things. Who do we see finding? Who's finding who?
The brothers, the siblings are finding each other.
And who's the first brother to be the disciple of the Messiah, one of the first? I think there was two.
Andrew.
Right. Not Peter, who everybody talks about. Andrew, his brother. They said Peter's the big loudmouth. He's the big speaker for everybody. So he's not the first one to follow the Messiah. His brother was. And notice it says that we have found who?
The Christ, the Messiah.
Now, the Messiah, which is in the Canaanite language, or the which is not the Greek. The Greek is Christos. Christ. So that's why they said being interpreted, Christ. So now they're trying to throw a little Greek in there. So you see the word Christ, that's not the real word. The word was the Messiah. Okay, the Greek word is Christ, Christos. Okay, verse 42. And he brought him to Yeshua. And when Yeshua beheld him, he said, thou art Simon, the son of Jonah. Thou shalt be called Cephas, which is by interpretation a stone. Now that's a mistranslation. It's really a pebble. Okay, just a little thing. So Simon was a little pebble, not a stone. And you know, some people build their whole religion on Peter, the rock. Not a rock. He's a pebble. Okay. The following day, Yeshua goes forth into Galilee and findeth Philip and saith unto him, follow me. And this is how many now?
Three.
Three.
I think you guys are miscounting.
Wow. Simon, Andrew. What Simon was.
Four. Okay, it's four.
Where's the fourth?
Because verse 40 says one of two. It doesn't mention who the other is.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there's one guy who lives in the background for this whole thing. He never identifies himself who writes the book. And that's him.
John.
Yep.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So, yeah, that's the one who didn't describe himself in third person.
Right, and he's not going to describe himself in the entire book. He doesn't want you to let you know who he is. So. Yeah, usually, you know, he lies himself in the background and people forget about it, but he's the main character. He's one of the first people to follow the Messiah. And one of the last, and I think one of the last to die. John the Revelator. Yep. So this is a good point. Mm-hmm. Okay, so now he finds Philip and says unto me, now Philip was of Bethsaida, the city of Andrew and Peter. Philip findeth Nathanael and saith unto him, we have found him of whom Moses in the law and the prophets did write, Yeshua of Nazareth, the son of Joseph. And Nathanael said unto him, can there any good thing come out of Nazareth? Philip saith unto him, come and see, man. Check it out for yourself, bro. Yeshua saw Nathanael coming to him and saith unto him, behold, an Israelite indeed in whom is no guile. Wow. Not many people, anybody can say that about, is that right?
Yeah. What was their, why didn't anybody like Nazareth? Like, what was up with that?
Like New York.
Oh, okay. Okay, that's a good comparison.
Yep, that's exactly it. New York, D.C., you know, that type of thing. Mm-hmm. Baltimore, yep. Those were the ghettos of the ghettos. Yep. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Are you sure it wasn't just a really small town, like a super tiny town?
Like
later on.
Yeah.
Well, what were you going to find out later on? You're going to read.
Like,
where is this at? They're going to ask, can any good thing come out of Nazareth? So what does that tell you?
I mean, I don't know. I kind of looked at it as it could be like, hey, you know, there's only five people that live in that whole place. Like, or it could be, hey, you know, it's a place where it's known for its terribleness and violence. So I could say, I don't know. You can make arguments for either, I think.
Right. And that's why I said, if when you hear that other verse, they ask, you know, can there any good thing come out of Nazareth? So for my impression, it's like, you know.
Nothing but bad came out of it before.
There's nobody good in it. But, hey, like you said, we don't know unless we do some more research and document what was going on there. Mm-hmm. That is correct. Okay. Okay, so here we have Nathanael saith unto him, whence knowest thou me? Yeshua answered and said unto him, before that Philip called thee, when thou wast under the fig tree, I saw thee. Nathanael answered and said unto him, Rabbi, thou art the son of Elohim. Thou art the king of Israel. Now, what was Nathanael doing under the tree? Such that Yeshua could tell him that, hey, I saw you under the tree. He's most likely praying or doing something like that. And that's why he says, wow, man, I was praying for this, and wow, you pop up. You are truly the son of Elohim. You are the king of Israel. So maybe he was out there praying for, you know, revelation of in the last days of when the Messiah was. That would be very interesting, wouldn't it be?
Yeah, it would be.
If you pray for it and he pops up and says, hey, brother, you have no God. Wait, where you come? Did I meet you before? He said, yo, but don't worry about it. Whatever you were praying under the tree, here it is. Wow. That, did you guys imagine somebody doing that? That would just blow you away.
Yeah, it'd be like a quick response to a prayer just asked.
Mm-hmm. Because remember, this was a guy with no guile. He was serious. You see, so we got serious people. How many people we got now? Y'all lost track already?
Six.
I heard somebody yell out a number six. Yep, that's correct. We got six because we had four and we got Philip. He said he found Philip the next day, and Philip immediately runs after Nathanael.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So he's gathered a whole bunch of people in what? In less than 24 hours. Yeshua answered and said unto him, because I said unto thee, I saw thee under the fig tree, believest thou? Thou shalt see greater things than these. And he saith unto him, verily, verily, I say unto you, hereafter, ye shall see heaven opened, and Elohim ascending and descending upon the Son of Man. Wow. Now, you have to think about, what is he talking about here, that they're going to see angels ascending and descending on him? You know, there was I don't know if y'all remember when Jacob, you know, stole the birthright from his brother.
Yes.
And then after that, he went and stole the the blessings from his father and all the rest of that, then he had to flee for his life. His mom told him to leave because his brother was angry with him. So when he left, he went and fled, and he slept under a rock or slept under a tree with a rock. And he dreamed that there was a ladder from heaven going to earth, and there was angels ascending and descending, going up and down. I would assume this is what he's referring to. And then Jacob woke up and said, this is the place of Yahweh, and I didn't know it. And so there is, when Yeshua was here on the planet, he opened up the portals that so we can communicate with heaven, and they can send messages up and down, back and forth, and he can live and dwell in us. And so I think this is what he was trying to convey. And this is something for us all. This is the time in Earth's history, and this is the time where Yahweh would like to do that. So I was reading some more stuff and studying and trying to get into a different way. For the first, I think after the first week, we did a 21-day cleanse. And I know, Mope, you said you're going to start doing a raw food once a week.
Raw food once a week. And I actually started, went and got some, like, tofu and stuff, and I'm going to cut, not all meat out of my diet, but, a good amount of it out of my diet and stuff.
Okay. Yeah. When you do your raw food once a week each month, let me know. I want to join you. This year, okay. I want to move into another realm.
We'll be in that together.
Do you
want
to
jump in, Jabari?
Maybe
in the future.
What'd
you say?
Maybe in the future. Who knows?
Just let him know when it happens so we know. Everybody know. But I want to do that because I think this is the time to, send. I started already a 21-day for the month of January, so I want to do at least a 7-day each month so that I can get clearer thoughts, so that angels can communicate with us, so that we might, this is the time. When I was visiting and went to the Great Grand Canyon, we met the Hopi Indians, and them, they was talking about of how this is the time of purging and purifying the planet. So if that's what we're going to, if this is the time, I want to be part of it. I want to be part of this last, message, this last movement, this thing that's, about to shake the planet. I'm going to be one of the shakers and movers. So I want to be able to connect up with the Creator so he can share with us and communicate with us, all of that. Matter of fact, when I was walking out of my class today on my way to class, on my way back today, I just felt so much, I could just walk so much better. I'm trying to get my exercises in each day, drink my molasses, taking my vitamins, and I'm just wanting to move into a whole other realm of existence. I remember when I was in college in the 70s, and after we did a 21-day, we'd go outside, we'd touch the flowers, they looked like they were alive, we could communicate with them, all type of, just wow. So I think we're at that time again to be able to do that one more time.
Yeah.
That's the time.
That'd be cool to be all in one accord to do that, all together kind of thing,
Yeah, you remember the people who did that when we were doing that, right?
What people?
When we were doing what I told you, when we were in the 70s in school, Renee. Linda did
I thought you meant, actually remember these people like they were in my life. Well, yeah, I remember the people that did it with you. I just don't remember, of course, you guys doing it because I wasn't born.
Yeah, we wasn't even married yet. Yeah, you weren't born. It was Joyce. And Linda sometimes, and Renee and Sister Charlie. So it was mainly three or four of us that would do it. Like Daniel and the Hebrew boys. It's so funny. Joyce mentioned that to me. Oh, man, we like Daddy and the Hebrew Boys. You're so funny. So, anyway, and we would get dreams and visions. You know, I mean, it was like, wow. It's like, it ain't nothing. You know, it's like an experience, you know, more than what you read in the Bible. These Bible experiences, better than the experiences you read anywhere, because it's your experience. So, yeah, so this is something, you know, for you guys to catch on to, and I don't want to lose. I want to jump back into it. So this, when I was walking today, felt like that life again. When I was walking through at night, walking in the first, it was just like that again. Okay, hey, bro. Okay, this is the time again. This is the season. All right, so, yes. So I think that Yahweh is ready to reveal himself to his people. Just as we just read, angels will open the heavens, will ascend and descend upon us, so that it don't be us, but Yeshua talking through us through the Spirit. You know that's what he said. Did you know?
Yeah.
Well, what do you know? Okay, you say yeah. What do you know? What do you know?
You mean like when you're talking about the last days when old men will dream dreams and young men will be visions? Is that what you mean?
That's one of them. I was looking particularly at John chapter 14.
Oh.
That's what I was thinking of. Because I was doing today. And he was just saying, I manifest myself. Because he tells us, anybody got John chapter 14?
Yeah, it's a song that mom sings.
Okay, in verse 15 it says, if ye love me, keep my commandments. And I pray the Father, he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because they see him not, neither know him. But ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. So, yes, so this is what he wants to do in us. And it goes down, that's in you, man, love. You will keep my words, okay? He that loves me. Okay, verse 25. These things have I spoken unto you, being yet present with you. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you how much?
All things.
There we go. Now, a lot of church pastors and people don't like that. He will teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have told you. So that's the part that he, and I remember during that time frame, Yahweh will reveal secrets to you and all type of things. Things that will confound people. Now notice what it says in verse number 28. Ye have heard how I said unto you, I go away and come again to you. If ye love me, ye would rejoice. Because I said I go to the Father, for my Father is greater than I. And now I have told you before it come to pass, that when it shall come to pass, you might believe. Hereafter, I will not talk much with you, for the prince of this world cometh and have nothing in me. Okay, so he wants to give us the comforter who's going to teach us, who's going to lead us and guide us into all truth. And as when we abide in him, as we trust in him, as we learn more about him, as he becomes part of our thoughts, our ideas, parts of our vision, then you're going to see an entirely different being. It's like the word. Just like when you're a baby, what do you eat first? The milk, right?
Mm-hmm.
Drink the breast milk, and then eventually you get a little, you know, food chopped up, and then you can eventually eat some food and so forth. So it's the same thing with the word. You know, we eat a little bit of it, and it's the milk, and we're getting some, and then it nourishes us and gives us better bones, gives us better ideas. So as we go through these different diets, it's going to clear our mind. It's going to make us a entirely different being. I'm going to let y'all know that. You're going to be a different being. So that he can reveal certain things to us. Because this is what it says in verse, still chapter 14, in verse number 9. Yeshua said unto him, have I been so long with you? Yet have ye not known me, Philip? He that hath seen me hath seen the Father. Do you get that? He that hath seen Yeshua saw the Father. And how sayest thou, then show us the thing. Believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me? And the word which I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the work. And so that's what he wants us, that's how he wants to take control of us. He wants to live in us, and he has the Father living in him. And we got all of them, just they just want to reveal themselves to the planet. The manifestations of the sons and daughters of God to the planet, to the universe. And this is the time frame. So just wanted to encourage you guys in the way that we shall go and walk there. Because he's going to dwell in us. And people won't recognize. You know, yeah, people, it's going to be interesting. Anyway, you know, we'll stop there. Get together. All right, let's have any questions before we have someone close the word of prayer.
No, not this time. Do you want us to just keep look? Do you want us to start looking at John chapter 2 for next week?
Yeah, John chapter 2. Yes, we finished chapter 1.
Okay.
And no questions on my end.
Okay. Well, we have y'all. Someone offer up a word of prayer to close us out.
Dear Father, please bless us and guide us and keep us. And thank you for the study that we had and understand the different things going on in John. And help us to be prepared next week and for John chapter 2, as well as a time for getting closer to you and cleansing our bodies and minds. In your name I do pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.